From NPR and WBUR, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Alameda, California.
And I'm Scott Tong in Washington, D.C. This is Here and Now. Astronomers are still scratching their heads about this. 5 years ago, the first known visitor from another solar system was spotted in ours. The visitor apparently traveled through the Milky Way galaxy for hundreds of millions of years before swinging by our sun. And it was doing so in a strange way. But NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that researchers now think they know why.
It was a big deal when a telescope in Hawaii spotted this object in 2017. Scientists there named it Oumuamua, which means messenger from afar. The reddish object was thought to be an asteroid or a comet, weirdly shaped like a pancake, over 300 feet long. It whipped around the sun at a blistering 196,000 miles per hour. Jenny Bergner is an astrochemist with the University of California, Berkeley. She says most of its trajectory was due to gravitational interactions, but there was this little extra acceleration.
And so this is actually something that's often seen in solar system comets because you have the surface of the comet that's facing the sun is being warmed. You have outgassing of ice.
That outgassing gives the comet a little push forward. The trouble is, when scientists looked to see any gas or dust around Oumuamua, they didn't see any. There was no comet-like tail. So, what was going on? Some scientists suggested it was an alien spaceship, but Bergner wasn't one of them.
We never want to jump to aliens as the explanation for weird behaviors.
She suspected it was something far more prosaic. Just water ice that had been hit by lots of cosmic radiation. That could release hydrogen that would stay trapped inside the structure of the ice. Then, when the sun warmed up the ice, little cracks would form.
And then through these channels, the gas that was trapped can escape to the surface.
Producing that mysterious acceleration. In the journal Nature, she and Daryl Seligman of Cornell University say that outgassing of hydrogen wouldn't have been detected before. Astronomer Karen Meach is with the Institute for Astronomy at the University of Hawaii. She says this seems plausible.
It's an interesting, creative idea. And the thing that's really impressed me about the whole business of Oumuamua is all the creative ideas that are coming out.
The problem is telescopes can't observe Oumuamua anymore, but there could be other opportunities. Next year, a new observatory should come online. It should be able to spot a lot more interstellar objects, giving scientists clues about the nature of the distant solar systems they came from. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.